90.3 FM radio until 2 a.m.
Dr. Young and I share in common is that, you know, basically we had the courage allow our work to be covered up, not to allow the truth to be kept from the world, from scientists, for anybody else, and for that, you know, both of us were jailed and, you know, pretty much in a lot of illegal actions, stripped of everything we ever made, but we're both pretty stubborn and rising up through the ashes, so we'll get there from here. So, and just what this important topic is COVID-19 is absolutely a plandemic, and it's been planned for decades, and Tony Fauci is at the head of it since 1984.
Better believe that. We are hearing from Dr. Judy Michalowicz and Dr. Robert Young, breaking it down in conversation with Karen Cassidy, right here on the Space Plane.
I have worked with Luc Montigny. In fact, Dr. Frank Rossetti and I was the technician that confirmed Luc Montigny's isolation of HIV from people, from the same people who had AIDS in the early 80s. As soon as I saw this and I wrote back to Dr. Tenpenny, I said, that doesn't sound like Luc, because that's not based on science. So I just simply wrote Luc Montigny's assistant and laboratory partner who's there in France, who we talk to almost weekly. Our last book, Ending Plague, will have to do with that, with Luc Montigny interviews, chapters all about what happened in the you know, HIV AIDS crisis. So as Robert O. Young just said, you know, he changed his mind when the data all came out. We all knew by the 90s that HIV did not cause AIDS. It was the treatments that were given at the wrong dose at the wrong time and other things. So Luke's quote on the front of this book, Plague of Corruption, said, "This rampant corruption hides from the public scientific truth, which might go against corporate economic interests." So Dr. Luc Montigny is the 2008 Nobel laureate for the isolation of the HIV retrovirus. We confirmed that isolation in 1983, late 83, and Tony Fauci and Bob Gallo, you know, corrupted that. And I think history will show that they withheld a diagnostic test from people. They forced dangerous treatments on people. They knew how pathogens were being transmitted through contaminated blood at the time, and later on in our work, contaminated vaccines. So I simply wrote an email really quick, and she said, he said none of that. So one of the things that is very bad, and she clarified how they were corrupting these things, because it happened to me in 2 weeks ago. I very specifically talked about a drug called Suramin, which we'd worked with in the 80s on HIV. And so very quickly, something came out quoting me saying Suramin and pine needles. I had no idea who the person was who wrote this article, and I never said pine needles. I'm a chemist. I know that's a synthetic 100-year-old WHO, World Health Organization, essential medicine that cost pennies on the dollar that we used in the 80s for other retroviral associated diseases. So the very simple point I'm trying to make and why I wanted to talk on this show today is he did not say that. There is, and neither did I. There is...
Oh, they've been misquoting folks and trying to kill people for a long time. But it is got to stop.
See me, you don't want to see me. It has a good to me. You don't see me. You don't want to see me. It has a good to me. You don't see me. You don't see me. You don't see me. You don't see me. But when I'm trying to do right, maybe you can see me now. Oh yeah. You don't see me. When I'm trying to do right, maybe, maybe see me now. When I was walking, had my feet on the pavement, really truly trying to find. Stand up, speak out in my favor. Cold desperation, she's a devil bear. Scratch to my bones a bear. Pills and needles are all I'm left to save. You don't see me when I'm trying to do right. Maybe, maybe you can see me now. Say that if you don't see me. My shoes were wearing then. You took your surplus and traded for a favor. Now I'm demented, I'm burnt into a cinder. 40 hours buys a grocery bag for trash. I took a pistol and I made myself a sinner. Oh, Lord, will this universe be merciful at last? Don't you know I got.
See you.
The very simple point I'm trying to make and why I wanted to talk on this show today is he did not say that. There is, and neither did I. There is absolutely hope. Because what did we do? We cured AIDS. You don't hear about HIV AIDS anymore, do you? Because we knew HIV wasn't the cause. Didn't say we didn't isolate a virus that contributed to the immune dysfunction in the infected people. But most of the people who were said to be infected, as Dr. Young just said, never confirmed with isolation, and we're doing the exact same thing in this corrupt COVID. SARS-CoV-2 is a monkey virus. It has not been isolated from humans with the disease.
That's right.
The spike protein is the disease-causing agent of that monkey virus, the one that causes the cytokine storm. Vero E6 cells are a manufacturing plant for that vaccine. Vero monkey kidney cells are also used in our polio vaccines. So you can start to see and are contaminated with SIV, simian immune deficiency virus, and the XMRVs, the mouse viruses. These cell lines have been in our labs for the entire 40 years I've been working there, getting more and more contaminated. So this was the message of our book, that you cannot mix animal and human tissue. So essentially everything on the schedule, the vaccine schedule, which has had no liability, none whatsoever, from the time, from 1986, when the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act was signed by then President Ronald Reagan, and you know, with Tony Fauci there right next to him saying, we're not going to stop these epidemics, pandemics, the H1N1. So we knew the H1N1 vaccine in 1976 injured everybody, and there never was H1N1 in this country. They've done this, and it, same thing with HIV. We, you know, it was the treatments, the causes. This is what we're talking about right now. And COVID is the big kill switch of everybody that they infected with these diseases. So
you get that? The treatments was the causes. Oh, Lord!
Yes, tens of millions of people will die from the injection. And this has been true since HIV. And this is the talk I gave. I was...
I'm ready, man. What you ready to say? Why go to that shit? I'm ready to get on with it. Ready to do, yeah. Oh, two-step boogaloo. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's real time, jimmy time, shake mouse. And the time, they don't know what they all be talking about, man. It's gonna give us something that's gonna be remembered and go down to the ages as one of the greatest moments of human expression. The one that flipped the whole script from a hopeless paradigm. Constant servitude and theft of mine. And we found our way into a whole kind of new paradigm. Yeah, you better believe it.
I believe it. You ain't getting all your arguments here.
If somebody comes up to me and says, what do you want to do today or tonight, any kind of time, and then I say, I don't know, like what? And they say, you want to watch Temper and Son? And I say, absolutely.
So help me, mommy, I just can't get this banjo off my knee.
David Martin, who I also had never met before, Dr. David Martin, who, of course, unveiled all of this in the movie Plandemic Indoctrination. So what's important just for this part of the conversation is he didn't make those statements because none of us believe there is no hope. In fact, all of us know that we could have prevented all of these the last 40 years of epidemic, plandemics, Zika, Ebola, all of this that we've created. And Tony Fauci led the way on creating all of these to take the attention to make money for drugs when we had natural alternatives, when we had clean food, when we had natural, so there never need be anyone die of COVID. But now the most susceptible, and I have them on a slide, the most susceptible will be the 6 to 15% of the world that have been injected with you know, the Borrelia babesia, mycoplasma, mold, XMRV, HIV, on and on and on. Contagious Ebola was 2014. Contagious Ebola. We fixed that, didn't we? And this is the hope of the message. And this is, Luc Montagnier would never say there's no hope, because when we saw this disease in 1987, I didn't think we'd ever fix it. But God, you know, I saw healthy young men dropping with flies. But when we understood the molecular biologies and the pathologies, at like Dr. Young said, keeping the interstitial fluid, his expertise, the cytokine storm is my expertise. How we keep the immune system balanced in the endocannabinoid system. So that's AIDS. AIDS, acquired immune deficiencies, are total collapses of the immune system. So now we have a population that's been heavily injected, vaccinated, you know, preparing for extermination of an unwanted varmint. We don't want to. That used to be a definition of vaccination. You know, just like Oliver Wendell Holmes in the Supreme Court killed my Native American relatives or sterilized them, saying we have enough imbeciles in America. So this is the work of, you know, that we showed in Mickey Willis and David Martin, Elevate film showed in Plandemic Indoctrination. You can see everything I'm saying at PlandemicSeries.com. But until we wake up this country and nobody ever gets another shot, and we don't force another shot and on anyone, we can, and we stop the GMO, we stop the pollution of our environment. That's the comment that Luc Montagnier wants to make. And he's been, as Dr. Young said, he's been, you know, because he stood up for the truth when we all realized in the early 90s that HIV did not cause AIDS, that you could have HIV all you wanted. You have a strong immune system and you'll never get sick. The same thing's true even of things they've injected like the spike protein. Yes, it's going to be harder to heal the ones who are already susceptible, but those are the people who already know better, and those are the people who are being forced under this corrupt emergency use only, along with what you're talking about, what we're going to continue talking about with the test. So I think that's the simplest way to talk about Luc Montagnier and why we all need to talk today, because he didn't say it. We're saying things, and you've got the worst thing in the world for our immune system is fear, and fear, and for somebody, he would never say no hope. We always have our hope. Our hope is, and the restoring faith is in the promise of science.
Mm-hmm. Christmas episode of Sanford and Son. More of them that is.
Well, shut me up for that. And where the Lord and our blessings.
How could you have recorded all of that? So stupid! What a waste of a tape! Oh, that was so good!
Good times on the bus ride with the Ellington boys and the band and the group was because of them. If you ask me, buddy boy, was because of them.
worst thing in the world for our immune system is fear. And fear, and for somebody, he would never say no hope. We always have our hope. Our hope is, and the restoring faith is in the promise of science. The promise of science is that ethical, honest scientists, which are 99% of all of them, could, just as we did when HIV was running rampant, driven through the susceptible with a hepatitis B vaccine that was in fact contaminated with XMRVs. And we all know how heavily the blood supply, mouse retroviruses contaminating the blood supply for 30 years. And we knew, that's why I show the book, the movie, the band played on, 1993. Go watch it again. What is it open with? Ebola. Oh, did they know? Yeah, they've been planning this for 40 years, and Tony Fauci should be criminally charged worldwide with That's the right. murder of tens of millions of people standing right there with Bill Gates. And every word I'm saying is based on science. Every word of our book is backed with proof, evidence, emails. My co-author, three books. My co-author is Kent Heckenlively. In our last book, Ending Plague, the only way people are going to get it is to pre-order it from Amazon, because they will censor it, just like they censored Plague of Corruption. The only people that got Plague of Corruption were the people that pre-ordered it, and then it was sold out, then it was New York Times, and then it was censored forever. And I didn't even think to pre-order my own book. So it took a little while, and I can't order them. Somebody has to order them for me, because Judy Mikovits places an order with Amazon and we're done. So at any rate, Luc Montagnier, long interview. Frank Rossetti is talking for the first time ever about all of this, and we'll get that corruption all the way back to the earliest days of the 80s, and we'll end it forever, because it's called Ending Plague, A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption.
Dr. Judy Mikovits. Oh, we gonna bring them devils down.
With the fan, make you think, goddamn, we're gonna get that background noise, but maybe there's been in there. Maybe we ain't gotta go on being square. Thank you. talking about the ones that hit you right on the in-between sound. The white noise, if you will. Made me think about something. Thank you.
So the flu vaccine, as Robert and I had been saying last year, the flu vaccine has coronaviruses, every one of them, all animals, chicken eggs, dogs, deadly coronaviruses, as Dr. Sherry Tenney and I gave on a slideshow probably last October. The original paper, a very large meta-analysis by a person named, a scientist named Greg Wolf, was published. We've been saying this since April. Do not wear a mask and do not get a flu shot, and you'll never see COVID-19 again, because the flu shot carries coronaviruses. So every year, people are developing antibodies to everything in the influenza vaccines, all of the garbage. So they are likely to get that pathogenic priming that is antibody-dependent enhancement. And we did this in vaccine court, which is discussed in our book, Plague of Corruption. We saw many people. This is why, in my belief, this is why scientist Dr. Timothy Cunningham was murdered from the CDC when he made some unfortunate realizations that the flu shot was killing people. Remember, in 2017, a very heavy cough went through our world, and which is almost certainly a coronavirus, a SARS-like virus. And these cell lines have been contaminated for decades, and they're used in all of our vaccines, and they always are. And so an H1N1 that was literally cloned in 2005 from people who died from the Spanish flu. Oh, and they took the pathogenic part. Oh, and they put that in the flu vaccine. That's going to help you. And then they're going to add a little coronaviruses. Who died in Italy? The people that got that jump. And so the shots are driving the disease, and we know that. And we tried to stop people, and they mandated the flu shots and the mask. Go get it early, because our hospitals will be overrun. No, our crematoriums were overrun because they were destroying the evidence, because you can clone the evidence out of the people who die. So COVID-19 is a cover-up of the HIVs, the XMRVs, the stories that are coming out now, the 50-year plague of corruption.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you.
To do it empowers you. We have hope because we know the easiest. It's very simple to stop all of it. Take off the mask and never get another shot and eat clean food.
That's right.
Go back to nature. Know your farmer, not your doctor. Forget the doctors. No more insurance, no more nothing. You're done. Done. Take it out of your life.
Know your farmer, not your doctor. Dig, Dr. Judy Makovitz.
And you'll be well.
Brilliant. Yes, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Okay, Dr. Young, please, I know what Judy said was worth commenting on, for sure.
Yes.
But I also want to draw your attention specifically to what the statements I was making, the article that people are looking at, because this is going to be front and center in people's minds. So can you address that as well as, of course, you're welcome to comment.
Yeah, well, absolutely. The inoculations, the vaccines, even the PCR test is an inoculation. It's to deliver nanotechnology. And the nanotechnology, just so you know, we talk about microns, 1/25,000th of an inch. If you look at the dimensions of a red blood cell, it's approximately 7 microns. And what you're talking about, and micron is, we're talking about one, when we go to nano, we're talking about 1 billionth. So from 1 millionth to 1 billion, and that's a huge jump. We're talking about size. And of course, you are absolutely correct. A mask cannot protect you from these micro and nano particulates, particularly of the oxides, which I believe dioxides or oxides are being used, even arsenic, formaldehyde, again, whatever preservatives that there are adjuvants that they're putting into the vaccine. That culprit here, this is the nanotechnology, and we've isolated this stuff as it relates to and test these serums to see exactly what's in them. In the past, we only get a hold of our, but they haven't changed the blueprint of this. As far as the delivery system may have changed somewhat with using Q-tips and pushing that right up to the blood-brain barrier, that allows these nanoparticulates to pass into the brain itself, into the brain tissue, which is a fatty tissue. And guess what? They never come out. They're there. They're there for good. And we're talking about aluminum oxide, just like you're seeing behind me, which is called the corona effect. Maybe people don't know the Latin translation of corona, but the Latin translation of corona is radiation. So if you look at then the Latin for virus, that's poison. So what you have, you put it together, radiation poisoning, which causes this corona effect. And then from the corona effect, it can cause, you know, the deterioration of the cells, which activates the clotting factors, which sends you into hypoxia, which then leads to the dry cough, to the high fever, what have you. It's the pathology that people don't understand, but very simple. And it's coming from chemical and radiation poisoning that's being administered in a so-called something that's protective. But here again, this is a fairy tale. This is a fairy tale. So once upon a time, there was a big bad wolf, people, and there was Little Red Riding Hood and bad wolf, Papa's grandma, this sweet little grandma. Well, guess who grandma is? Guess who ate grandma? The big bad wolf dreamt up because he wants to eat the Little Red Riding Hood. And the bottom line is this is a fairy tale that has become real. So when we're looking at the crystallization and the fiber particulates that are showing up, and where do they show up? Well, yes, you can find them in the blood, but the body's going to push these out to the extremities, particularly the skin. And so when it starts breaking out through the skin, this is what it looks like, folks. When you start having sores, you know, on your legs, on your extremities, so they're going to appear on your feet, on your calves, you know, on your arms, your hands, and then on your face. It's going to appear on the third kidney, which is the skin, the third largest organ of the body. Well, the second largest, the interstitial fluid, or the